First off, we're pleased to be able to announce the signing of the extension for Gino. I know he's relieved and glad it's behind him now, and he can move forward and focus on football. But it's great for the club. It kind of wraps up an off season, or continues, I guess, really, what the plan was initially, to try and make sure we retained and re-signed our players and continued to move forward with our young guys and keep focus on that and coach them and get them better. And Gino's been one of those players since he came here. He's done a tremendous job, obviously, and being productive on the field. But even early on, as a player in practice, you knew that he had a bright future ahead of him. And he's been a very good leader, and been a leader by an example. And he's and everything he does out there and demonstrates each and every day. So we're just pleased. So it's been a productive through this off season, and we'll continue and go forward. I don't know if Gino has anything to add to that. I guess he's a man of many words, we all know.
Happy if you guys started off with questions.
Gino, Marvin called it a relief for you. What was kind of the emotion at this point for you to sign the contract?
Just happy, and now I could just kind of focus on football and get past all the, if I'm going to sign this year or all season, so I don't have to worry about that now, and just go out there and play football and help this team go to a Super Bowl.
This organization has shown
It means a lot, just that they believed in me and they drafted me in the fourth round, and just they believed in me, and I think that's gonna basically show the younger guys that if you do the right things on and off the field, that you will be rewarded too.
Gino, how important was it to get it done now before the beginning of the season instead of waiting for it to go into the season or possibly the off season?
It was important. I mean, because I don't have that weighing over my head or any distractions of are we talking mid-season or at the end of the season. So now I can just have a clear mind, just go out there and try to play fast, hard, and just focus on football.
You mentioned this organization believing in you. How much did that go a long way in your development? Is this having a support system of an organization that really knows what
you
can do?
It went very far. I mean, because coming in, they believed that, I can get after the passer and rush the passer. And then I got developed into, being able to play the run and being an every down player type player.
You've been a Pro Bowler and an All Pro, etc. But is there a certain amount of respect in your peers' eyes when you are rewarded financially that way?
Yes, I mean, it just shows that hard work pays off, and I mean they see that. And I mean, I believe everybody wants to strive to, get to the Pro Bowl and All Pro. And not only that, is to be the best that they can be, but also get this team to a Super Bowl.
Do you view yourself as one of the most important guys in that locker room now?
I don't view myself as one of the most important. I think it's a collective of 11 guys on offense and defense. But I feel like, I'm a core guy that, I help the defense and try to, try to be the top defense and just go out in the locker room and try to, help, I guess, push Coach Lewis's message out in the locker room and to the younger guys.
Do you think your role changes now?
I'm just going to
vocally?
No, I let my play do the talking, so I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing. And, a lot of guys look up to me, and I'm just going to, if they need help, I'm going to tell them, I'll coach them up a little bit, but I let my play do the talking. Like we've been doing all year long, and what Coach Lewis has been preaching, just keep grinding and just focus on one week to the next, and let's get better each and every day when we go out there and practice.
So did you know you had a deal before you went to the fireworks last night?
I knew we were close, so, yeah.
So no wonder you had a good time.
Good celebration, yes.
Say you've kind of been the same consistent guy throughout this process, that if it gets done, it gets done. It didn't seem like it was foremost in your mind.
I mean, my whole mindset is I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing, which was go out there, play hard, play fast, and, you know, let the chips fall away. Maybe if I sign now or if I sign in the offseason, I mean, I was just going to continue. That was my mindset. I mean, I wasn't going to let this deal kind of distract me. I was just going to keep doing what I've been coaching, coaching, taught to do.
Marvin, kind of a hell of a way to cap off Hard Knocks.
Is there any way to cap off Hard Knocks? No, it is good. It's a good thing, and, you know, as we all know, whether or not Geno says he's having to think about it, you're always going to remind him of it, so now he doesn't have to worry about that. So he appreciates that, and that's behind him. So, and I think it's good for the football team. I think it was great for his teammates to know about it this morning and congratulate him. And he's a good man, and he's worked hard, and he's really a great example of you know, taking what you have and making the very, very most of it each and every day and each and every opportunity you have. And Geno's done that, like he said, as a young player, and knowing that he could rush the passer and continuing to learn to do the things in the run game that were important. And he's been that. Now he's able to share that knowledge with the other guys, the younger guys at his spot, and that's a great thing.
Do you hold him up as an example to the other guys?
Well, I don't have to hold him up. I think everybody sees it. Mm-hmm. You know, more than anything, it doesn't matter how you get here, you know, what rounds, you know, fourth, fifth, sixth, college free agent or whatever. If you do things the correct way, you're going to have opportunity. And like I say, the best thing about the NFL system, if it's not here, so be it. It's somewhere else. And because the tape doesn't lie, you know. And so people recognize that, and they recognize your play. And you're going to continue to play and earn opportunity. And hopefully we can fit you all in here. And we'll keep striving to do that.